You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of Sudanese have rallied in the capital of Khartoum to demand an exclusively civilian transitional government. They claim the current military leaders are not working on a transition to democracy. Demonstrators waved the Sudanese flag and chanted pro-democracy slogans in support of a civilian-led transition to democracy after an attempted coup last week. The coup attempt, which officials blamed on soldiers loyal to the previous government of Omar al-Bashir, laid bare divisions between military and civilian groups, sharing power during a transition that is meant to run to 2023 and lead to elections. The military removed Omar al-Bashir in April of 2019 after months of protests triggered by an economic crisis. It then signed a power-sharing deal with the Civilian Forces of Freedom and Change Coalition. The interim government has been under increasing pressure to end wars with rebel groups as it seeks to rehabilitate the country's battered economy, attract much-needed foreign aid, and deliver the democracy it promised. Many protesters, including Jafar Khidr, came from outside Khartoum by train from the cities of Adbara and Madani. He explains why he and other demonstrators came to Khartoum.
We are coming for a full civilian government. We are coming to pay tribute to the blood of the martyrs. We are coming to tell our civilian government, do your best and be up to the revolution. The performance is weak and is not up to the standard of the revolution and the revolutionaries.
Mr. Khidr says the protesters are united against the coup plotters, supporters of Omar al-Bashir.
I want to tell the ministers and forces of freedom and change, these power-sharing schemes do not honor the blood of martyrs, the injured, the missing, or the raped women. We are united against our main enemy, the coup plotters, the remnants of the National Congress Party of Omar al-Bashir and Omar al-Bashir's Security Committee.
A crowd of thousands celebrated the arrival of the Madani train, climbing on top, waving national flags, and chanting, "The army is Sudan's army, not Burhan's army," a reference to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the leader of Sudan's military and its ruling sovereign council. Civilian officials greeted the arriving protesters. Security forces later fired volleys of tear gas to break up the gathering. After last week's coup attempt, civilian officials accused military leaders of overstepping their bounds, while generals criticized civilian management of the economy and political process. The coup attempt has since increased tensions between the generals and civilians in the transitional government. Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, the civilian face of the government, blamed the remnants of al-Bashir's government for the coup attempt and said the government is committed to meeting the hopes and aspirations of the people of Sudan.
We have indeed inherited an extremely challenging situation of a country that has struggled with conflict for most of its 65 years of independence, or post-independence. The last 30 years was exceptionally challenging. We know so well our journey has so many challenges and risks, but we are determined and committed to make a break with our past and work towards achieving lasting peace, sustainable development and democracy that meet the hopes and aspirations of our people.
Political analyst Mu'tasim Ahmed Al-Hassan says the attempt to break away from the constitution and enforce military rule was what angered people and led to the protests.
The protests and the people demand the protection of the democratic transition and to bring back the train of the revolution to its right track. They demand the completion of bodies of civilian rule, including the parliament, in addition to the demands raised by the Prime Minister to include all revolutionary powers in the transitional government, the formation of the constitutional court and the completion of all institutions agreed upon in the constitutional document.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday also condemned last week's coup attempt and said it was a reminder of persistent threats.
Sudan continues to confront complex security challenges. The attempted coup d'etat, which I condemn once again, is a reminder of persistent threats. It underscores the importance of undertaking all efforts to protect civilians, strengthen human rights, and provide safety and security for all.
Mr. Guterres also called on the transitional government to commit to extending critical assistance efficiently and equitably.
While we see improved access in some areas, more than 13 million people still need humanitarian assistance. I welcome the transitional government's commitment to extend critical assistance efficiently and equitably. Greater investment will be essential to help people transition to more sustainable livelihoods, expanding basic services and social protection. And for that, the support of the international community is essential.
Political analyst Mr. Al Hassan says Mr. Guterres' comments were directed at Prime Minister Hamdok.
The democratic transition in Sudan is supported internationally. Khartoum is witnessing now visits by many envoys from countries abroad. Today, there is a side event as part of the United Nations General Assembly to support the democratic transition in Sudan. The comment made by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is addressing Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok.
Protesters were expected to march to the Republican Palace, the seat of the ruling Sovereign Council. The council was created by a power-sharing agreement signed in August of 2019 by the military and pro-democracy activists. It consists of 5 military and 6 civilian members and is headed by General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.